This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
A harsh exchange between Russia and the U.S. during U.N. Security Council talks in which Russia accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine and said the U.S. had brought pure Nazis to power in Kiev as the U.N. Security Council held a stormy debate on Moscow's troop buildup near its southern border and neighbor. AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports there is a key reason the U.N. Security Council is unlikely to act on this.
Russia is a permanent member, and along with its ally, China, is not going to allow anything to go through. They both have vetoes, as the U.S., France, and Britain do.
And Lee says that because Russia is taking over the Security Council presidency this term, is definitely not going to allow anything Ukraine-related through. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield shot back that Russia's growing military force of more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's borders was the largest mobilization in Europe in decades, adding that there has been a spike in cyber attacks and Russian disinformation. The harsh exchanges in the Security Council came as Moscow lost an attempt to block the meeting and reflected the gulf between the two nuclear powers. It was the first open session where all protagonists in the Ukraine crisis spoke publicly, even though the UN's most powerful body took no action. Rwandan authorities on Monday opened the Uganda border to truckers after nearly 3 years of tense standoff, but other travelers were held back by immigration officials. In deciding to reopen the border, Rwanda warned in a statement Friday that pending issues must be resolved before relations can be normalized with Uganda. Now, Rwandan authorities say travel via the land border is restricted to essential travelers until COVID-19 prevention measures are put in place. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson apologized Monday after an inquiry found the Downing Street parties while Britain was in lockdown represented a serious failure to observe the standards expected of government or to heed the sacrifices made by millions of people during the pandemic. Johnson brushed off calls to quit over the party gate, promising to reform the way his office is run and insisting that he and his government can be trusted. But he faced criticism from some of his own conservative colleagues who have the power to oust a leader some fear has become damaged goods. One conservative lawmaker accused the prime minister of taking him for a fool. Moderna is getting full approval of its COVID-19 shot. AP correspondent Shelley Adler with details.
Moderna has announced that U.S. health regulators have granted full approval to its COVID-19 vaccine, a shot that's been given to tens of millions of Americans since its emergency authorization over a year ago. The action by the FDA means the agency has completed the same rigorous, time-consuming review of Moderna's shot as dozens of other long-established vaccines. The FDA granted full approval of Pfizer's shot last August. Johnson & Johnson has not yet applied for full approval of its shot. I'm Shelley Antler.
The federal prison system was placed on a nationwide lockdown after two inmates were killed and two others were injured Monday during a gang altercation at a federal penitentiary in Texas. The incident happened around 11:30 Monday morning at USP Beaumont, a federal prison in Texas. Two people familiar with the matter tell the Associated Press the altercation involved members of the violent MS-13 street gang. The attack is the latest example of serious violence within the beleaguered Federal Bureau of Prisons. The agency has struggled through a multitude of crises in recent years, including widespread staffing shortages, serious employee misconduct, a series of escapes, as well as deaths. The prosecutor who is investigating whether former U.S. President Donald Trump and others broke the law by trying to pressure Georgia officials to overturn Joe Biden's presidential election victory is asking the FBI for security help. The request comes after the former president railed against prosecutors investigating him. The district attorney on Sunday wrote a letter to the FBI office in Atlanta asking for a risk assessment of the county courthouse and government center. She also asked the FBI to provide protective resources to include intelligence and federal agents. She noted in her letter that during a weekend rally, Trump lashed out at prosecutors looking into his actions, calling them vicious, horrible people. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.